The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
This week's Parsha is Parshas Naso. In Parshas Naso, in Bamidbor Vov, Pasuk Chof Gimel, we find the Birchus Kahanim, the blessings of the Kahanim, that the Kahanim are supposed to give to the people. It states as follows, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Lemor. And Hashem said to Moshe, say, Daber al Aaron ve'al Bonov Lemor. Speak to Aaron and his sons to say, Kol Sivaracho es Bnei Yisrael. And this is how you shall bless the sons of Israel. Omar Lehem, and you shall say to them, Yivarechecho Hashem v'yishmerecho, Hashem shall bless you and he shall guard you. Yore Hashem ponav eilecho v'chuneko, Hashem shall enlighten his face, make his face light toward you. V'chuneko, and give you chen, grace. And yiso Hashem ponav eilecho, the simple meaning of this would be, is he shall lift his face to you. Hashem shall lift his face to you, ve'yosem lecho shalom, and he shall give to you peace. Then it states, v'somu eshmi al b'nei Yisrael, and they shall place my name on the children of Israel, v'ani avorachim, and I shall bless them. This is the mitzvah of Birchus Kahanim, which we are all very familiar with. We do it on every Yantif. It takes place in Eretz Yisrael. They fulfill the mitzvah in its totality, where they're mevorech the people every day. Let's spend this shiur this evening going into some of the interpretations of what this means, of what these brachas mean. The Medrash Rabbah here in Noso brings that the source of the Birchus Kahanim comes from the source of the brochos which HaKadosh Baruch Hu used when he was Mevorech Adam HaRishon and Noach. It states, Min HaBrochos Shenosen HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeAvram Avinu VeHeim Heim HaBrochos SheBirech Hu Yisborech Es Adam HaRishon VeNoach. These are the brochos which he used when he created man. As it states, Vayvorach Hashem Elokim, Peru Avu V'Kivshuha. When he created man and woman, so he blessed them, and he said they should be fruitful and multiply. And these are the brachos which he was Mavorach Nayach. He blessed Nayach with and his sons, as it states in Parshas Nayach. And then he gave these brachos to Abraham in Parshas Lech Lecho. Kodesh Baruch Hu comes to Abraham and he says, "Vehei bracha," that these brachas shall be yours, and you shall bless whoever you want with them. And Abraham gave them to Yitzchok, and Yitzchok gave them to Yaakov, and Yaakov gave them to the 12 Shvatim. In particular, they went to Yosef. And what happened to them after that? So the Medrash tells us that after that, these brachas were given to the Kahanim. So this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. He said, Omar Rav Lezer, Omle HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said, Mishabrosi Eilomi V'arakshav Hayisi Zokek Levorech Esbris Jaisi. That when I created the world, then I had to bless everyone. But then I gave them to Abraham and to Yitzchok and to Yaakov, and now they are the Kahanims. So whoever when the Kahanim will bless the people, then they will be blessed, and it is no longer necessary for me. And that's what it means, Kosevarachu. This is how you shall bless them. It's referring to the way I blessed the people and the way I gave them to Abraham that he should bless the people. So we see that the sheirish of these brachas, the source of these brachas, go back to the birchas of Abraham, and to the brachas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then the Medrash tells us, V'yehi bracha. When Hashem told Abraham, they shall be for a bracha, so the Medrash darshans, V'yehi brecha. From the word brecha. Brecha is a pond of water, a collection of water, or a spring. It's a question. Some say it's a spring, some say it's a pond of water. And the Medrash says, Maha brecha zu metares es atmeim, afato mekarev rechekim tachas kanfi ashkino. Just like the brecha, just like a pond of water, water can be metahir, it purifies someone, because it's a mikveh, and can purify someone who's impure. So you also purify people, Abraham and Sora. They brought people under the Shekhinah, under the wings of the Shekhinah, and they brought people close to Hashem. They purified people. So here it compares the brocha to the brecha. And from here we get an insight into what the brocha is. The brocha, just like a brecha, which means that when a person goes into a pond of water, into a mikveh, and the mikveh is metayrim. Now how does it do it? How does it do that? He attaches himself to the water, and the water has attached itself to the earth. See, the mikveh, a mikveh must be mechuba lakarka, must be attached to the earth. And he's attaching himself to his source, because he comes from the earth. So does a brocha help, where he attaches himself to the one who's giving the brocha, and that brocha is attached to Hashem. The sheirish of the brochas is Hashem. Actually, this is what is meant. One of the Perushim, Rashi brings at the end of the Birchas Hakohanim, V'somu eshmi al b'nei Yisrael v'ani avorachim. You shall place my name on the children of Israel and I shall bless them. In other words, I will endorse the brochas and bless the people also. So this is what is meant, that a brocha is like a brecha. That one must attach himself to the source, just like a person goes into a mikveh. So he's attaching himself to a source, to the earth where he came from. So a person attaches himself to the one who's giving the brocha, and these brochas have a source by Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov into HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kol Sivarachu, another insight in which the Medrash tells us this is how you shall bless them. Ponim keneged ponim. When you bless the people, you must face them. How do we know? Or if mul ponim, maybe you shouldn't face them. Maybe you should turn the other way. If you notice that when the Kohanim bless, they don't stand the way the Shliach Tzibur does, the way the Chazan does. The Chazan faces the Oren. When the Kohanim bless, they turn around and face the people. So how do we know this? So it states, Omar lehem. You shall speak to them, you shall say to them. When a person speaks to his friend, he speaks to him ponim al ponim, face to face. So this is how one should bless a person, face to face. So from here we learn that when the Kohanim give a brocha, they must face the people. That's why they must turn to the people, and the people must not turn their backs to them. We don't look at the Kohanim. There's various reasons as to why not. But still we don't turn our backs. It must be face to face. We must cover our, bow our heads or cover our eyes. must be face to face, and this is how one should always give a brocha, that he must look at the person that he is being mevorach. Then it states, Omar lehem. So on this, the Medrash says, Omar is spelled with a vav. It could be spelled without a vav. Mole. So, and this is called mole. The word is written in its fullness to teach us that Omar le'akodesh baruch hu. Hashem said to the Kahanim, you shouldn't say that just because I told you, you shouldn't think that you should bless the people merely because I'm telling you to bless the people. In such a case, you would do it derech mihirus. You would do it quickly, and you would do it perhaps grumbly. Like a person instructs people, he instructs his servants what kind of work to do. Now, Omar lehem, with a fullness, not bebohola, not with a quickness, and not with a rushing, but bekavonas halev, with a fullness of heart and a fullness of intent, kidei shetish leita brocha bohem, in order that the brocha should be able to take effect. So therefore there's the halacha that when the Kahanim bless the people, they have to do it slowly, they're not allowed to rush. And they have to do b'mishun, and they have to do it with a lev sholem, with a full heart. Otherwise the bracha won't take effect. This is perhaps the reason that the nusach ha-bracha, when the Kahanim, when they bench, they make a bracha beforehand. A birchas ha-mitzvah, because it's a mitzvah's essay for them to fulfill this brocha. So the brocha that they say is the Vorech HaShishvel be'avo, that they were commanded to bless the people be'avo, with love. Where? It would come from here. Omar. That I am commanding you to bless the people. You shouldn't bless them merely in order just to be yetzer, in order just to fulfill your obligation. But you must bless them with a fullness of heart, and with ava, with love. Now notice the Medrash says that Hashem said, "Kidei shetochel habrocha bohen," in order that the brocha should take effect. So from here we see that a brocha can only take effect if it's given with fullness. Now this has to do with what we said before, because the main context of a brocha is the bond and the attachment which is created between the mevorech and the misborech, the one who's blessing and the one who's receiving the blessing. And if he doesn't give it with a full heart, so then there's no attachment. And then there's no attachment to the whole source. So then it won't take effect. This is the reason why it is brought that when Yitzchok wanted to be mevorech Esav, so he commanded Yitzchok, Esav, he commanded Esav, and he said, go out and hunt for me. Bring me some food that I might eat from. And then I will be satisfied and I will be happy and I will be able to bless you. The two reasons. Firstly, to give a brocha, since the source is coming from Hashem, you have to evoke the blessings of Hashem. So you have to have Shekhinah. You have to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Person can only be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu if he's besimcha, if he has simcha and he's not lacking. As we quoted not long ago in a shir, it states that Ein Ashkina Shrui Yelamitek Simcha. So Yitzchok wanted to be besimcha, but also he wanted to be close to his son Esav. And he said, therefore, let me eat from your tzayid bini. Let me eat from your hunting, and then I will be close to you. My heart will be close to you, and I'll be able to give you my full heart. Because this is the requirement of the brocha. Another interesting note on this is, in the end, he didn't give it to Esav. He gave it to Yaakov. Yaakov disguised himself as Esav, and he took the brochas. We do not find that these brachas were fulfilled completely for Yaakov. Yaakov was supposed to be the ruler, and he was supposed to have everything good in this world, and we don't find that they're always fulfilled this way. And the Maral brings, he says, this is the reason. Because when Yitzchok gave these brachas to Yaakov, they were lacking the full kavanas halev, the full heart. Because he was Bobby Mirma, he took the brachas through deceit. And Yitzchok had in mind to bless Esau, not to bless Yaakov. So therefore, even though the brachas ended up with Yaakov, but they lacked something. And because of this lacking, this is why we do not find them being fulfilled totally all the time in this world. Now, the bracha itself, the first bracha is Yivarecha HaShem V'Yishmerecho, that Hashem shall bless you and He shall guard you. And this the Medrash tells us. Medrash says, Leike Midas, this is Leike Midas Bosvedom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not like a person. Melech Bosvedom, a human king, if he wants to give his servant something. So he, let's say he wants to give his servant a lot of money, so he sends this money with a messenger, and he gives it to the person. But after that, there's no way he can guarantee that the person will keep it, because it's possible that listim criminals will come and take the money from him. It's possible that he'll die and he'll never use the money. Someone else will come and take it. Or it's possible, the Medrash says, that the tax collectors will come and take all his money. So therefore, when a Melech Bosav Adom, a human king, gives money, he can only give it, but he cannot guarantee the security of it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yivarechecha V'Yishmerecha. He blesses you. This is referring to material brachos. He gives you material brachos. He tells the Kohanim to bless the people with. And not only that they should have material brachos, but the material brachos should be guarded, should be safeguarded by the people. So they should be used by them and not by other people. And they should be used well by them and not taken away. Not taken away by the tax collectors. This is one drasha the Medrash brings. A second drasha the Medrash brings is Yivarechecha V'Yishmerecha, is referring to children. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give you children. Yivarechecha refers to sons, and Yishmerecha refers to daughters. Why? Shetzrichas Shmira. Because daughters need watching more than sons. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give you Yivarechecha, He shall give you sons, and bonais, He shall give you daughters, shetzricha shmira, because Yishmerecha, they need watching. And another drosha is Yivarechecha be'esher, Hashem should give you material wealth, v'yishmor, and you shall be guarded with this, shetasu mimenu mitzvos, that you shall use it for mitzvos. This is very important. Not all of the time do brachos work out as brachos. Many times HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us something and it's a bracha, but we don't use it as a bracha. We use it against ourselves. For example, there were many people that were poor, and when they were poor, they fulfilled many, many mitzvahs. They became wealthy, and they didn't have time to do mitzvahs. There were many people that were poor, and they gave a good portion, percentage-wise, of their wealth to tzedakah. Then they became very wealthy. They might give more tzedakah, but percentage-wise, they were giving more when they were poor. The Torah tells us that v'achalta v'savota v'rom levavcha. When a person has a great deal to eat and he becomes satisfied, then he becomes arrogant, v'rom levavcha v'shachachta, and he forgets about a Kodesh Baruch Hu. I know cases of people that didn't have money. They sent their children to Jewish day schools. And then when they came into money, they could afford fancy private schools. So they removed their children from Jewish day schools and they sent them to very, very fancy private schools. Now what kind of bracha is this? The money could cause them to lose their children from Yiddishkeit. So not all the time when what looks to us as a brocha is necessarily a brocha. That's what we heard from Rabbi Loi. He spoke here not long ago on his 80th birthday. What we say in the Reish Chodesh benching and other tefillas, when we bench Geshem and Tal L'chaim, it's when we bench Geshem and Tal L'chaim V'leila Mavis, that the rain should, or the bracha should be l'chaim, for life, and not for death. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it to us for life, but we can use it the other way also, heaven forbid. So we ask for a second bracha. What it should be, v'leila Mavis. So the same thing, that the Kahanim are mevorech, yivarechecha, you shall have material wealth, mishmarecha, and you shall, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give you the ability and the das, the seichel, to guard that material wealth and to use it for mitzvahs. Otherwise, it's worthless. Then the next bracha. Yisa Hashem esponav eilecha v'chuneko. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, now Yisa Hashem esponav eilecha Yoer Hashem esponav eilecha. Hashem should light up your, he should enlighten his face to you v'chuneko, and give you chayin. Now this, the Medrash tells us, refers to Shechina. First bracha was referring mainly to material bracha. Here is referring to Shechina, to light. Medrash says, "Minayin shaf Shechina benem tamalayim ayora hayam ponov." That the Shechina should dwell with you, because the Shechina is represented through light. Yitain lecha min ma'or ha-shechina. Shenema bi orcho nire or. David HaMelech said that when I walk in your light, then I will see light. Your light will give me light. So the Kahanim give a brocha. Yitain lecha min ma'or ha-shechina. That Hashem should give his light to you, that we will see light. Vayor elonu, he will lighten our ways for us. Further, yoer zema or Torah, or see, light refers, actually the Maral brings that the Tzelem Elokim, this that man was made in the image of man, at Hashem, this refers to the light which was given to man. See, we're referring to the light Hashem gives to man. Now also, light refers to Torah. Zema or Torah, sheyore einecho velibcho betorah, v'yitin lecho b'nei Torah. But the Kahanim say, Yoer, Hashem should give you the light of Torah. He should enlighten your hearts and your eyes in Torah, and he shall give you children that study Torah, as it states, ner mitzvah v'torah or, that the Torah is a light and the ner and the mitzvah is a candle. And then further, Yoer Hashem yitin lecho mor einayim. He shall give you light of eyes. The power of seeing is a power of light. And this is a particular brocha. This is something not to be taken lightly. The The Maral always says that this is a spiritual power that was given to man. It's reckoned in the Brayse and Masechta Nida, where it's reckoned about the different parts which are contributed to the fetus, that there are five parts from the father and five from the mother, and then 10 by Hashem. So amongst those that Hashem gives to the fetus is the power to see. That comes from Hashem. But that's a spiritual power. So this also goes into the brocha of Yo'er Hashem. This means HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give you from his light. Inclusive in his light is the light of Shechina, the light of Torah, and the light of one's eyes. Vichuneko. What does Vichuneko mean? The Medrash says Das. Das Ubino. Hashem should give you intelligence. As it states, Ato Chonen Lom Das Umelamed Enesh Bino. Ato Chonen, the word Chonen refers to intelligence. Vichuneko, Hashem should give you intelligence. Further, he should give you intelligence. See, the word chen also means chanun, to do good to each other. He should give you intelligence that you will do good to each other and you will be compassionate to each other. Another further interpretation, yitein chinai alecho. Chen also means favor, that he should place his favor unto you, where people will find chen in you. Which I find this is a wonderful brocha. There are certain people who evoke from themselves a spirit that causes people to like them. There are others who evoke from themselves a spirit that causes people not to like them. And this is the quality of chen. This is written by Yosef. Yosef Motzer Chen, anyone who saw him, they all loved him. Wherever he went, when he was by his father, when he was in Egypt, by Potiphar, he became the head of the house. When he was thrown in the dungeon, he eventually became the head of the prison. And then he became the head of the kingdom. This was a brocha that was given to Esther. It states for Esther Neseis Chen. She found favor in all of those who looked at her. So the same thing, Vichuneko, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give his chen to you. And this is what we say, Umotzo chen v'seichel tei be'enei elekim v'odom. That this is a brocha that we ask for, that we shall find seichel, chen v'seichel tov. We shall find favor in the eyes of people and Hashem. So this is also inclusive in Vichuneko. Then finally, there's another brocha inclusive in Vichuneko, and that's Matnas Chinom. Chen, chanun, means something for nothing. Many times you ask for something because you feel you're deserving of it. When we come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are taught that we must not ask for something because we feel we're deserving. In other words, we must not go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu bedin, with a deen, with a claim, that according to the law, this is what you must give us. Because if we go with the deen, then we can find out that maybe our claims are not as strong as we think they are. So when we go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we must ask him for a matnas chinam. Actually, the Chazal bring out from Meisha was chanan, that Meisha had so many schuyas, and he had so many reasons why to demand from Hashem, and still when he asked Hashem to go into Eretz Yisrael, he was chanun. He asked a matnas chinam. He didn't come with any claims for himself. There was one time when Meisha came with claims. He was Bob Israel. That's when he came on behalf of Klal Yisrael. If you come on behalf of Klal Yisrael, if you come in behalf of the Tzibur, then you have a right to come with a claim. But when you come on behalf of yourself, then you're supposed to ask a Kodesh Baruch Hu for a matnas chinam that we have no claim on it. It's not coming to us. But in your compassion, give it to us anyway. So this is what bichuneko means, matnas chinam, a gift which is not deserved. Then in this, so these are the first two brachos. Yivarecho Hashem v'yishmerecho, Yore Hashem ponav eilecho v'chuneko. And now the third bracha. The third bracha is Yiso Hashem ponav eilecho v'yoseim lecho shalom. Yiso Hashem ponav eilecho. The word Yiso is not an easy word to translate. So the Medrash writes in its first Pirush, Hashem should be Yisa, his face to us. First it writes, Hashem should, Yisa is from the word Hasara, to remove. He should remove his face from us. What does that mean? Like we see, Yisa para es reshecho, brings a portion by para and his servants. He should remove angry faces from us. When Hashem is angry at us, then he should remove it. Yiso Hashem ponov eilecho. So he remove his face from us. V'yoseim lecho shalom. When you're angry, then don't look at us. Turn around. Then, dovar acher, an additional interpretation, would mean Yiso. See, the word Yisor can mean to turn. But what does it mean? He should be turned away from us or turned towards us? So, additional interpretation is that Hashem should turn his face towards us. By when Avraham, when the angels came to rescue Lot from Sodom and Amorah, the two cities that Hashem was destroying, and they wanted to take Lot to a certain place, the nephew of Abraham, and Lot said, no, don't take me here, take me to another place. So they said, nososi ponim, they said, hine nososi ponecho, rayim elov hine nososi ponecho, we will do this also. In other words, we will fulfill your request. We will lift up our face to you and listen to your request. So the Medrash says that if Hashem lifts up his face and listens to the request of Lot because of Abraham, so then how much more so will he lift up his face to you and listen to your requests because of the squeeze that you have of Klal Yisrael and all of your fathers. So it means Yiso Hashem ponav eilecho, he shall turn towards us and listen to us. Then additional interpretation. Yiso means to favor, to turn and listen and to favor. Hashem should favor us, give us special treatment. Yiso Hashem ponav eilecho, he shall turn to us and give us special treatment. Now the Medrash asks, but in another place it's written, Le Yiso ponim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give special treatment. He deals with everyone justly without giving anyone special favor or special treatment. So why do we ask that he should give Klal Yisrael special treatment? So Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says, Kishem Shem Nesim Li Ponim, I give Klal Yisrael special treatment because they give me special treatment. They give me special favor. Kachani Nesei Lehem Ponim. Ketzad. For example, Kosafti B'tei Rossi, I wrote in my Torah, Yochalte V'savot V'erachto, that you shall eat, you shall be satisfied, and you shall bless me. This is what I wrote in my Torah. But Adam Yisrael Yeshevu Uvanav Anei Beise. And here is a Jew who's sitting at his table, together with his sons and his household, his whole family. And there is not enough to eat to be satisfied. There's not enough for everyone to eat. And still, he lifts his face up to me, and he blesses me. If he had just a little to eat, the size of an olive or the size of an egg, then he blesses me. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Lefichach Yisa Hashem Ponav. So therefore I will favor him. I told Israel that they should eat and they should be satisfied and they should bless me. And here a Jew, and he's at his table with his wife and family, and they eat. And even if they don't have enough to satisfy themselves, they still bench and they bless me. Even if they eat only a kezayis or a beitza, the size of an olive or the size of an egg. So aren't they giving me special treatment? Therefore, they deserve special treatment. Now this is the mida keneged and mida, the quality against the one quality for another quality. The when it comes that Klal Yisrael blesses Hashem even when they don't have to. So therefore I will also make sure to bless them with an open hand. So that's also what the Kohanim ask, Yiso Hashem ponav eilecha. Hashem shall turn his face towards you and bless you openly, more than you deserve. Then Rabbi Kiva comes along and Benazi come along, and they also ask the same question. It says that Hashem should favor us. I, but it states that Hashem doesn't favor anyone. He treats everyone, he judges each one equally. So they said the difference is if it's bidovish bein cho leveinoi, or bidovish beinoi bein cho levein chaveiroi. When it comes that a person did something wrong to Hashem, then we ask from him he should give a special treatment, which he'll do. But when we do something wrong to a fellow Jew, now then he cannot give us special treatment. Then he has to judge us in accordance to the law. And then finally the Medrash says, Davarache Yiso, Yehapech Ponov Klape Etzlecho. The Kahanim ask Hashem that he should look fully at the people, V'yosem Lecho Shalom, and give them peace. Leidem Yishel Shalom Chaveray Besitcho Ponov Kishel Minatzdodi. You cannot compare when someone gives shalom to a person if he looks at him square in the eye or if he just turns his head slightly towards him. And from here we learn a derech eretz, that when someone comes to you to mesina shalom, he wants to say hello, he wants to give you shalom, so just don't just glance at him, but you have to look him square in the face, because when someone just turns a little and says shalom, or he says hello, that's what is known as a kalte shalom aleichem. That's a cold shalom aleichem. You have to look the person right in the eye. So that's what the Kohanim are asking. Yiso Hashem ponav eilecha. Hashem should look at you. Yosem lecho shalom, and he should give you shalom. And this is what states ufonisi aleichem vihifresi. In the brachos in Vayikra Chof Vov it states ufonisi aleichem vihifresi. I shall turn my face towards you and I shall multiply you. When Hashem turns his face towards us fully, then we have brocha. The last part of the last brocha is Yosem Lecho Shalom. And he shall give to you peace. And this is the Medrash in right here in Parshas Nosa. It goes on an enormous elaboration. What does it mean, shalom? What is the brocha of peace? And this is something that everyone should learn. This is one of the greatest sources when it comes to, from the Chazal, when it comes to speak about shalom. Now, this evening we don't have time to go into it all, but we'll mention a few droshes that are brought there. One is, it states, this is in Perek Yud Aleph. What is it? Perek Yud Aleph, Simon Yud Dalet. Godl HaShalom, so great is Shalom, Shakorish Bochu Shina Bedover, Bibne HaShalom. That even HaKadosh Baruch Hu lied for the sake of peace. Shnemar Af Umnam Eileid Vanizu Kamti. Because when Sarah, when he told Sarah that you are going to have a child, so Sarah said, how can I produce a child? I'm so old. And how can my husband Avraham produce a child? He's so old. And that was an insult to Avraham. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu came and said, why doesn't Sarah believe me? She says that she's too old to produce a child. So he didn't say about what she said about him, because he didn't want to make any faribel. He didn't want to make a dissension. So what do we see? We see Godel HaShalom, that even HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not say over the entire truth for the sake of peace. Godel HaShalom Shishina Malach Shediberi Maneach Bipnei HaShalom. When the Malach, the angel, came to Manoach, the father of Shimshon, Shaliisha Omar Hineino Ata Kora Velo Yelatto. When he came to Manoach's wife, he said that you are barren and you cannot give birth. But he didn't say this over to Manoach, to the husband. So we see that this he held back. So we see that the Malach also, the angel also, did not say over the entire truth for the sake of peace. Godel HaShalom Shehashem Shenichta Bikdusha Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimoch El Hamayim Bishvil Lahatil Shalom Bein Ish Lishto. In this same parsha, we have the parsha of Sota. That's of an adulterer and an adulteress. And when a husband suspects his wife of being unfaithful, and he becomes very jealous, and the whole marriage is at the point of a breakdown. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah, gives the ability to bring the marriage back together if she is innocent. And the way this was tested is that the Kohen would write the name of Hashem on a parchment, and that parchment would be erased in the waters in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, to erase Hashem's name is something which one is not allowed to. It's a leisas, it's a negative commandment in the Torah. But still we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu permitted his name to be erased in order to bring Shalom Bein Ish Lishta, in order to bring this man and wife back together again. So the Medrash tells us, Godel HaShalom, we see that Shalom is so great that in order to bring peace between man and wife, HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed his name to be erased. Actually, the Maral explains the reason for this is because two reasons. Firstly, it states that Hashem brought man and woman together, and he makes a complete union from them because he placed one letter of his name in man and one letter of his name in woman. Ish has a yud in it, and that's from Hashem's name. Isha has a hay in it, and that's from Hashem's name. And together you have the Shem Hashem. So when there is dissension between them, so that is the breaking of Hashem's name. Because since there's dissension, so they move apart. If they move apart, then they have broken Hashem's name, which binds them together. Actually, the Medrash then says that it remains Esh and Esh, a fire and a fire. Because Esh is Aleph Yud Shin, you take the Yud out, you have Aleph Shin. And Esh is Aleph Shin Hay, you take the Hay out and you have Aleph Shin. So you have Esh and Esh, two fires. But the main thing is that the name brings them together. This means when they are together, then you have Hashem's name in completion. But when there is a split between them, so then the name is broken. So it's not that Hashem is erasing his name in order to bring Shalom. He's erasing his name in order to put his name back together again. Because here he said, let his name be erased on the parchment rather than his name which he placed in the two human beings. So this is what is meant, Godel HaSholem. We see how great Sholem is, that Hashem is prepared to erase his name on the parchments in order to bring people together again. Because when there's Machlekes, that's the greatest erasure, eradication of Hashem's name. Then the Maral goes further. The Gemara tells us that one of the names of Hashem is Sholem. That's one of his names. And this is the source where Sholem comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. So when there's Machlekes in the world, then you have the eradication of his name. So now what does he do? He erases his name on the parchment in order to bring his name back together, in order to bring peace. The Medrash tells us further, Reb Shimon Chalafto Amar, Godel Sholem, She'en Kli Mekabel Brocha Ela Sholem. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked for a vessel that would hold all of the brochas, he could only find the vessel of Sholem. And af birchas kahanim, acha kol brocha simon b'sholem. The final brocha of the birchas kahanim is v'yosem l'cho sholem, that you should have peace. Why is this the final brocha? Because the birchas kahanim encompass so many brochas that we mentioned. But all of these brochas are worthless if a person doesn't have sholem. If he has sholem, then they're all worth something. If he doesn't have sholem, then they're all worthless. So therefore, he said, "Av birchas kahanim achakol brochais simon b'sholem, yaseim l'cho sholem." Even the birchas kahanim, after all of the brochas, he concluded it with sholem to tell us, "Sheina brochas meilas klum eli imkein sholem imahem," that all of the brochas do not help at all unless there's peace. So from here we see just how much what peace means and how much a person has to go to pursue it. Reb Lezer Akofa Eimer, Godel HaSholem Shein Chesim Kolat Fila La Sholem Ve'ein Chesim Birchas Kanim La Sholem. Then he goes further. We find that many, many things are concluded with Sholem. For example, the Tfila, the Shemen Esrei, which is the main tefillah that we say. So that is the last brocha, is a Mavorech Hasama Yisrael B'Sholom. Or for example, the Kaddish, Eisei Sholom Imreimav, Birchas Kahanim. Because the ultimate goal and the highest level that one can attain is Sholom. So therefore everything must work up into that direction. And until that's attained, then the brochas are not worth that much. The brochas become almost worthless if a person doesn't have sholem. So therefore, it's the seal. It's like when you offer someone many things, but then you have to seal it with sholem. Otherwise, it's not worth anything. It's like the final signature. So therefore, chesmin, we seal and we sign off all of our brochas with sholem. And this is what the Medrash says after that. The Medrash says after that, Godel HaSholem Shu Shokol Keneged HaKol. So great is Sholem that it's equal to everything. Shenemar Eisi Sholem Uveiri Es HaKol. It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Sholem and then he created everything. Only after he had Sholem did he create everything. But till then not. So here we see that I'm only quoting a few. There's many more statements here from the Chazal, but here we see the enormity of what the quality of Sholem is. That it's the ultimate goal that a person can attain. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. When there's Machlekes, his name is erased. He will erase his name to retain the Sholem. And it's always the final seal of every brocha, because the other brochas are not worth anything unless a person has the sholem.
And it's the greatest bracha that you can give a person. Then the Medrash tells us as follows. Godel Shalom Shenitin La Novim. Shalom is given to the Anovim, to those who are humble. Those who are humble have the Broch of Shalom. It brings a posuk on it. Now what is the meaning of that? Why is Broch given to the Anovim? So the Maral explains something very interesting. He says one of the greatest forces of machlekes is when an individual or individuals are miyachad atzma mishyesh loy mailam yuchodus bifnei atzma v'hu mechulak min shara om. When an individual or individuals separate themselves from the tzibur and raise themselves up beyond the tzibur, when they raise themselves up above the tzibur, they separate themselves and they want to show that they have a mailam yuchodus, something better about them than others. See, this is the cause of machlekes. From this comes machlekes. Actually, he brings us a Gemara. There's a Gemara in Nedorim, Masechta Nedorim, that we spoke about this. That when it says that kol mi sheneder, harei ze ki'ilu bein neboma. Whoever makes a neder, a vow, a neder is when you prohibit yourself from something which is allowed. For example, you take a vow that you won't eat this. Something that's kosher, but you won't eat it. Or you won't drink this, something that's kosher, but you won't drink. So the Gemara says, whoever makes such a neder, a prohibition on himself, is harei ki'ilu beina boma la'atzmai. It's as if he built his own altar. B'makayimai, ki'ilu hikriv olav. And if he fulfills the neder, then it's as if he sacrifices on his own boma. So there, the Maral and the Kli Yokra explain why. What was a boma? When we came into Eretz Yisrael, and we had the Mishkan in a central place, and eventually the Beis Hamikdash, then it was also the person wasn't allowed to build his own boma, his own altars. Why? Because it created a split in Klal Yisrael. Everyone goes and builds his own altar and goes and sacrifices his own sacrifices, and everyone goes and does his own things, each one different from the other, and that breaks the unity of Klal Yisrael. And each one is claiming that I am doing it this way, you this way, I'm better than you, and so forth. It creates, it destroys the unity of Klal Yisrael. Therefore, the boma, the private altars, became prohibited. And there was Mizbeach Echod, one altar, and one Kain Godel, and one Klal Yisrael. So the boma always represented a breakdown in the unity of Klal Yisrael. So someone who prohibits himself from something which is permissible, so what is he doing? Torah was given to all of Israel, and this was one law. And now he goes and he makes separate laws for himself. It's as if he's building his own private altar and he's separating himself and he is lifting himself above the tzibur. And this creates a breakdown in the unity in machlekes. So the Maral says the same thing over here. That the greatest breakdown in unity is when people separate themselves from the tzibur. Or people separate, or a group separates themselves into groups. This is what the Chazal say, aguda aguda. If Klal Yisrael becomes separate groups, So the Chazal say it creates machlekes. So what, this is the breakdown. So what will bring shalom? Will bring shalom when a person does not hold himself any different than any other Jew. He does not hold himself any higher than any other Jew. So this is how he interprets the Gemara that says, Godel HaShalom Shenikna La'Novim. Godel HaShalom that it's given to those who are humble. The humble person doesn't try to separate himself from anybody, doesn't try to lift himself up higher than anyone. He feels he's part of the Tzibur. So this will bring Shalom. And to him a particular brocha of Shalom is given. Then there's another statement which is, I think we've quoted it before, but it's a very fascinating insight. The Midrash says, to give you an idea of how great Shalom is, Reb Lezer b'nei Reb Lezer HaKofer Eimer Sheafil Yisrael Eivdin Aveir Zora V'sholem b'neihem Kavi Yochol Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu Ein Asoh Negeh b'neihem Sheneamar, as it states, Chavor HaTzabim Ephraim Hanachlei. Even if Klal Yisrael is serving, this is something which is very outspoken statement. Even if Israel is serving Aveiros Zora, serving idolatry, but there's peace between them, then it's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the Satan will not be able to touch you. I will not allow the Satan to touch you. Now where do we know this from? But then it says, Avo Bishenechleku, but once they are divided amongst themselves, Man Nomar Behem, Cholak Libom Ata Yeshomu, then they destroy themselves. So from here we learn Godel HaSholem Usnua Machlekes. How great is peace and how hated is Machlekes. In Aishaya Dalet, Posag Yud Zayin, it states Chabur Atzabim Ephroim Hanachloi. The simple sense means that Chabur means he has made a bond. Atzabim means with idols. Ephraim have made a bond with idols. Hanachloi, leave him. So Rashi explains that don't rebuke him, it won't help. He's made a bond with idols, they have gone off into idolatry, so leave them. This is a simple sense. But the Medrash Darshans, Chabur Atzabim Ephraim, they are serving idols, but they are Chabur. They're Chabur. They are all joined together, they're in one heart. There is no fighting amongst themselves. Therefore, Hanechlei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, leave them. The Satan cannot touch them. Afilo Eivdin Aveiros Zora, even if they serve in Aveiros Zora, but if there's unity and love amongst them, then they are protected from the Satan. Leave them. This is what it says in Eishaya Dalet. A little further in Eishaya Yud, Posuk Beis, it states Cholak Libom Ato Yeshomu. Cholak Libom, now there is disunity, now there is division in Ephraim. So, Ato Yeshomu, now I can destroy them. Now I can punish them for their idolatry. So the Medrash says, even though they were serving idolatry, and they were doing Averis, but since there was unity amongst themselves, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I cannot punish them. And the Satan can't touch them now. Can't punish them. Later though, when they started to become, later when dissension started to enter into them, cholak libom, division, then ato yeshomo, then now I can destroy them. So this is what the Chazal say, that if there's unity amongst Klal Yisrael, even if they're doing Aveiros Zora, they are protected. The Maral explains why, because unity gives them a shleimus, unity gives them strength. And the Satan can't have any hand in them. It's like you take a keli, a utensil, which there's no crack in it. But once they become divided. You take a utensil that has a crack in it. Once they become divided, then ato yeshomu. Now they can be destroyed. So this is the greatest of the brochas. See, we are saying lecho shalom, that the kahanim should give you shalom. In this world, it states that a person, the Medrash brings, that by all other mitzvahs, it does not say bakshu, would to be redif. By mitzvahs, if mitzvah comes your way, you fulfill it. The Medrash says, but by shalom, it states bakshu shalom berot fehu. It's not enough to fulfill shalom when it comes your way. But you have to search for it. And you have to pursue it. You have to pursue it and run after it. Bakei shalom virat fu. Why? Because shalom in this world is very elusive. For two reasons. Firstly, this world is the world of division. It starts from one source, and that's Hashem. When it comes into this world is a world of division. We find that everything was divided into this world. So the whole world itself, being a world of division, is muchan, the machlekes. This makes it very prone to machlekes. This is why we see the first sons of Adam that were created, that were born, and there was machlekes. So for the first reason is, this is a world which is a world of division. And therefore it's muchan lemachlekes, it's prone for division. Therefore shalom is very elusive, and a person will not find it unless he searches for it and he pursues it. He can't let it come his way. But secondly, especially in our golus, see, the Maral writes that in our golus, which is the golus Edom, that's a golus in machlekes. We're in golus because of machlekes. It states that the second base of Mikdash was destroyed because of tzinas chinam, because of hatred between Jews, because of kamtsa bar kamtsa. So it's a machleke, it's a golus of machlekes. And we were divided physically. We were scattered amongst all of the nations. And this division goes deep into the souls of men. It states even that the Torah is divided in this golus, where you can't even find Mishnah Brura, Vahalocha Brura, B'mokem Echad in one place. So therefore, it's fraught with machlekes. And this is what you see, both in the secular world and in the Jewish world. You see, wherever we go, there's machlekes. So therefore, a person has to work very hard to search and to find and to pursue peace. This is why we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even he's prepared to lie in order to save the peace. He's prepared to erase his name in order to save the peace. This is what a person must do. If he does not have peace in this world, then it states all of the other brochas are worthless. And this is why, this is the seal, this is the final seal on all of the brochas. So these are some of the interpretations in the Birchas Kahanim. And then it states, V'somu es shemi al b'nei Yisrael v'ani avorachim. You shall place my name on the B'nai Yisrael, and I will bless them. There's two interpretations. Either I will bless them, I will endorse the brochas, because I am the source of the brochas. I will bless the Kahanim. The Kahanim bless Klal Yisrael, then I will bless the Kahanim. Actually, there's a Gemara that says, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, told Avraham, that all of those that curse you, I will curse, and all of those who bless you, I will bless. So since the Kahanim are blessing your sons, I must bless them. And here the Gemara brings that if you give a brocha to a Jew, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu blesses you. Because he told Abraham, Vavarecha, that those that bless you, I will bless. So these are the first one, again, the first one, Yivarecha Hashem Yishmerecha, this was referring to material brochas. Hashem should give you these brochas, not only give them to you, but give you a special brocha that they should be safeguarded by you and used properly. Yore Hashem Ponava Elecha Vichuneka, this was referring to light. He should give you light. Light refers to the light of the Shekhinah and to the light of Torah. And chen, and he should give you the chen, the favor that you find in the eyes of people, or matnas chinam, a gift which even though it's not deserved. And then Yiso Hashem ponal elecho, and Hashem should turn his face toward you fully. He should treat you specially. He should treat you in a better way than he treats others. Why? Because this is how Klal Yisrael turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Yosem Lecho Shalom. And then he should give you Shalom, which is the ultimate seal, the ultimate vessel of all of the brochas. These are a few interpretations in the Birchas Kaharim, and in Yitz Hashem we should be zeche to see these brochas.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@yjj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at PO Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.